I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. Leaders from around the globe will gather at the United Nations next week for a climate summit. Ahead of that meeting, activists are planning what they hope will be the biggest climate change protest march ever on Sunday. And up front in that march will be members of a group that's relatively new to the climate movement, immigrants. Bruce Wallace has more.
It's go time at two art spaces around the corner from each other in North Brooklyn. Clusters of people are bearing down on projects for Sunday's People's Climate March, screwing together huge tubes to hold banners, stenciling climate justice slogans onto cloth, nailing foam into the shape of icebergs. Sonia Guillén-Saca is helping to put finishing touches on a big cardboard ear of corn, a symbol of Aztec culture and the agricultural threat posed by climate change. She's from Ecuador, and she says environmentalism comes naturally for immigrants like her.
I always say this, that, you know, migrant communities, communities of color, have always been green before green was cool.
Reducing, reusing, and recycling. Guillén-Saca says these are things they do culturally and out of necessity. But worrying about climate change, that's something new for many of the immigrants who will be at the head of Sunday's march.
It was really Typhoon Haiyan. That's the first time we, as a group, mentioned climate change.
Terry Niliaska is marching with a Filipino organization. The members had been assisting trafficked Filipino domestic workers, but when that massive typhoon hit the Philippines last November, killing thousands and displacing millions, they became climate change activists too.
Watching that happen, all of us here were watching it from, you know, helplessly, made us really think that this is something we need to be involved in.
Of course, immigrant communities in and around New York have had reminders of climate change hit much closer to home. Ryan Chavez is with Uprose, a climate justice group in Sunset Park, a heavily immigrant neighborhood right at the water's edge in Brooklyn.
Sandy, a couple years ago, was a wake-up call for a lot of different folks in the community.
After Superstorm Sandy hit the city, Uprose started organizing blocks to respond to the next big storm and looking for local ways to help slow climate change, things like green roofs and alternative energy. Uprose is also among a handful of groups that help plan for Sunday's march. Other immigrants who will be marching Sunday just bring a whole different way of thinking about our relationship to the earth.
We consider Mother Earth as goddess.
Dr. Uma Mysorekar is the president of the Hindu Temple Society of North America in Queens.
First thing in the morning when we all get up, we touch our hands to the floor and we ask for forgiveness that we put our feet on her. And at the end of the day, we thank her for having taken us through this and bearing our weight and giving us what we need.
With such a big tent approach, there are a number of agendas and goals for immigrants involved in this weekend's climate action. But Ryan Chavez of Uprose says just the numbers themselves are an important goal.
Traditionally, the environmental movement has really been led by folks of more privilege and status. The fact that the march is going to be led by frontline communities, by indigenous communities, by low-income communities, and communities of color is going to represent a huge shift, I think, in how the climate movement will be viewed.
In a way, it's about making the climate change message about people, not just about the weather. Of course, the two are intimately linked, and immigrants will be in the eye of the storms ahead. The International Organization for Migration has estimated that environmental changes could force up to 1 billion people to migrate in the next 40 years. And that could turn still more immigrants into climate activists. Back at the art space, Sonia Guillén-Saca says her family left Ecuador because their crops were failing.
They decided to come here to New York and make a living. And as somebody who's undocumented, the idea of, you know, home and taking care of the planet is something really close to me because everything is home for me.
For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, New York City.